producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Still have a hangover from Cyber Monday. They say the average person, I mentioned this on the air, spends almost $135 on Cyber Monday. You know how much I spent on Cyber Monday? Zero. Zero. I didn't spend anything. That's because I got ahead of the game, and I was smart this time around. I said this before, I'm not a humbug person at all, but there's just something about the over-commercialized deal that we have now with Christmas that I just don't get. Or maybe it's just that I'm looking around and I'm saying, how much stuff do we need? You know, I start to find things like, I did this today. I want you to try this experiment. You could take a simple item. And unfortunately, this has happened to me too many times, and that's why I'm starting to realize, ooh, how much stuff do we need? So, I like to play cards once in a while. You know, like a little, maybe pinochle, little hearts. Any of you hearts fans? A thing called Dummy Rummy. I don't know. Pick the game. It's hard for me sometimes to find players, though, so I don't get to play cards as often as I like. I find it relaxing. But I have also noticed, when I went to look for cards, that I thought, yeah, you know, like I've got maybe two decks of cards. And as many of you know, you need, for some of these games, you need at least two decks of cards to play them. So then I start to scrounge around and see if that was true. You know how many decks of cards I have? I have 15 decks of cards. I don't think I need to go out and buy any more cards. But why? Because they're tucked away in all these different places. And I think that's what happens. So with Christmas and with, Hanukkah and whatever it is that you celebrate, there's nothing wrong with great gifts or somebody giving you a great gift or you giving them something. But boy, start to kind of survey the land and see if you have all those extras around, because it was something that I didn't even realize. And that's just one example of something that I had a plentiful amount of, and I easily would have gone and got some more, but 'tis the season. And it could be that I'm hearing the same song over and over again when I step in and out of the car, when I just go into like a 7-Eleven, wherever I am, I'm hearing the same song. I feel like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day, only it's Christmas and it's that song again and again and again. Dan in Texas joins us right at the top. Hi, Dan.
I had to put my headphones down.
No worries.
I'm here. You were talking a little bit about Donald Trump. I told Nathan what happened to me. I took a little shot of NyQuil at 9 o'clock, just a tiny, tiny taste, and boom, it hit me like a ton of bricks, and I went out like a light, and I woke up just in time for Neil to score.
Ooh.
But I caught a little bit of what you were saying about Donald Trump and, you know, about the new want to play kingmaker and all that bullocky.
Right.
But, I don't believe that's what's going on. You hear about Donald Trump having strong support from blue-collar workers. I believe that it's the same thing that Rush did. They're not per se blue-collar workers. What they are taxpayers like you and me. And as a result, this idea that Donald Trump wants to save us by building a fence, having a border, watching who comes into our country, getting us back on the right track, starting away with the entitlement programs per se, and building this nation back to where we were, the dynamic force in the world, is something that's good, and we recognize that, and that's what we want. And also, on these immigrants that Obama wants to flood us with the 100-some thousand, he's really got a security plan. These people are going to cost us $68,000 apiece just to begin with.
Mm.
That they're going to be on the entitlement, and that's all taxpayers. That's you and me, baby.
Mm.
And so I am definitely for anybody that wants to throw these SOBs out of the country 100%.
Well, we can't afford this. I mean, the bottom line is there is a line in the sand of what we can't afford and can't afford to begin with, just starting there.
$19 trillion in debt.
It's crazy.
That we all have to put in our nickel on. He saddled us with $19 trillion in debt and still going. Before he's out of office, it'll be over $21 trillion. In the next year, you're going to see this man go absolutely nuts with every grandstanding plan that he can come up with. This guy is an enemy of America, and he's trying to destroy us. I'm sorry, but that's the way I feel about it. And I'm sorry I don't have any menu for you. I haven't had a chance to get in the kitchen and see what's there. But I guarantee you, I will find something, baby.
You will. You'll make something. You are good at pulling things together. I love it. Thanks, Dan. Okay, so talking about Donald Trump and the way he's ruffled some feathers because he's being very blunt and just smashing it right on the head of what he thinks needs to happen. And now we're seeing other forms of this come out from different politicians, those that are running for president, even actually some on the Hill, not diving in exactly on Trump's coattails, but saying sort of a softer version, I guess, of some of what's been suggested by Donald Trump. And it's interesting because following this story, I mean, first of all, this is our country, and who's elected president matters to all of us, and who represents us should matter, because we live in a free country, thank goodness, freedom of speech and all of that. And that's why I always say America Tonight is here for you, baby. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Express it. Send me your thoughts. You can send it tonight at DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com or call us at 855-266-5283. And you have now this some bipartisan cooperation that's going on, which is a good thing, on a couple of different big, bad, burning issues that affect all of us. And it includes what's happening in the fight against, you know, ISIS. And we care about that because money's being spent. And more importantly than that, we don't want to see sleeper cells bubble up and attack innocent people in the United States. If we can avoid anything like a 9/11 again, that's the side we want to be on. We don't want to see that happen. And terrorism and national security for the Republicans is really coming around front and center again. And you can see this with the push to not go for a shutdown and figure out a way to do the funding thing and get bipartisan cooperation, and it hinges on this visa waiver program in the wake of what's happened in the Paris attacks. So looking at this visa bill, which there's support by Democrats and support by Republicans, it probably will, you know, go forward with, I don't think, without too much of a fuss. And the idea is a better vetting process under the new waiver program. Under the current waiver program, 20 million visitors per year travel to the U.S. from 38 partner countries. The focus would change. They would have these e-passports with chips and biometrics, and to report and monitor lost or stolen passports or else. Hang with us.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Campaign trail for a few minutes to find out where everybody's going next. Sure you do. Gets interesting because you understand how you have to plot this thing out. Donald Trump, after starting in Georgia, if you remember, on Monday, Donald Trump will be at a Virginia rally on Wednesday in Manassas, Virginia, at the county fairgrounds there. And then he's going to also be out at a at the Old Dominion State rally. He'll be out there doing the whole campaign thing. For Ben Carson, he is in South Carolina. He's doing a press conference. He's going to a sports center. He's going to speak at the Commander-in-Chief Presidential Forum at Wofford University in Spartanburg. And that's to cap off the evening, so he's spending the day there. Carly Fiorina is also in South Carolina. She's going to be in Charleston. She will be at a speaking at a chapter of credit unions event. Hillary Clinton is staying away from South Carolina. Hillary Clinton is in Florida. She's going to be in Orlando. She's doing a grassroots event there, visiting campaign headquarters down there. Mike Huckabee is in Iowa. He's going to stop. I love the name of this place. He's going to stop at Kronk's Cafe, Restaurant and Lounge. Do you love that? Kronk's. That sounds like such a cool name. I'm going to go check it out when I'm there. And he's going to be at the Veterans Memorial Museum. There's going to be an event at that museum. Meanwhile, in Washington, it is the annual tree lighting ceremony. Yeah. So there may be some politicians there. In fact, Speaker Paul Ryan is going to light the Capitol Christmas tree. It is an 85-foot tall tree. You know how many Christmas lights go on that sucker? 10,000 Christmas lights. 10,000. That's a lot, isn't it? That's a lot. A few other things I thought that I would throw in. As for the president, we know the president is coming back from Paris, and the president and the vice president get the daily briefing at the Oval Office. It's not open for the press. It's what they do a couple of times a week, sometimes depends on the week. And then the president will also have lunch. It's going to be a big long meeting with Joe Biden in the private dining room, and that is also closed to the press. So wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall and hear what the president has to say about coming back from Paris and the summit and everything else there? Speaking of Paris, Francois Hollande and the Iraqi president are in a meeting in Paris. And, of course, the conversation will be about ISIS. I'm certain that'll be prominently featured on the agenda. Not that everything's going to be revealed as to what the actions are afterwards, but just that they're meeting. So that's it. You're informed. There are other people who have no clue what those details are. You are ahead of the game for what it's worth, my friends, and for whatever that means. But, you know, that's what you do when you're stumping for votes. You're out there. You're going to places that are battleground states. South Carolina's important. Florida's important. Iowa's important. New Hampshire's important. I mean, we get that. Why? Because that's at the beginning of the primary season, and going in where it's kind of wide open, I say kind of, because are the polls really going to reflect, are they really going to reflect what's going to happen at the end? I'm not so sure. You know, these are going to be an interesting 6 months or so once we swing into 2016, which I can't believe we're already at 2016. As we mix things up here, and coming up, we're going to do the numbers thing for We Can Count, but ahead of We Can Count, Mark Zuckerberg. Do you know that name? Ever go to Facebook? If you're ever on Facebook, do you have kids on Facebook, grandkids on Facebook, friends on Facebook? Well, the Facebook co-founder announced he's a dad, and he's going to give away his fortune to make the world a better place for his baby girl, Maxima. That's her name, Maxima. And he and his wife, Priscilla Chan, said they were going to give away 99% of their company shares, the estimated value, $45 billion, during their lives in an effort to make this a happy and healthy world. And they say they feel like they have a great responsibility now that they're parents, and that's what they want to do. And Zuckerberg did say he intends to retain his majority voting position in the stock for the foreseeable future. But he says when you begin the next generation of the family, we begin the initiative to join people across the world to advance human potential and promote equality for all children. And that's where their focus is. And so that was their giving pledge. And, boy, interesting, isn't it? It is interesting. Because there are other people that have, you know, made these pledges of what they're going to do philanthropically. And I don't know, there's that old saying, to whom much is given, much is expected. So if you find yourself in that rarefied one, really truly the 1%, and you're in that group where your fortunes just are crazy ridiculous, exploding beyond your wildest, you know, dreams, I think there is a responsibility to narrow what you're doing with it. And good for them if they're going to, you know, figure out how they can help schools and people around them. And actually, Zuckerberg started putting money into the San Francisco schools. They had some bad areas with schools that were struggling. $120 million they pumped into it. And they also put money into schools in New Jersey and Newark to try to improve public education there. They watched, followed it, didn't just dump the money out. And, you know, as much as I could rip on Zuckerberg for things that Facebook does. I have to say, good for, good for them for paying attention and doing what they should do. When you have that kind of crazy, like I said, it's not a lecture, but if you have that kind of crazy, wild money, I think it's also, you know, it's that give, give, give before you get. I don't know. I think there's something about karma, and that karma can come back and bite you. So it's smart to do that. And you got to give credit to some of the people that came before Zuckerberg that started doing that, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates. And why did they do it? Because the Oracle, the wise Oracle, started to do it and invited them to do the same thing. Meanwhile, as we come back down to Earth, the rest of us who are not worried about what we're going to do with our billions and our legacies, we're looking at what's happening on the Hill that could affect us. One thing is Obamacare, because this is the open enrollment period right now for a lot of people, and more people are floundering on their own trying to figure out what to do, knowing that the fine's gotten bigger. We've had people on. We had somebody on last week to talk about it. We had Danny O'Connor on. So, and as he said, it's just a whole different way to navigate and try to figure out if you qualify for a subsidy or not. And I'm sorry, Danny O'Connell, we had him on. He's a health insurance expert. And remember, he said it is something you have to be careful with when you look at subsidies and what you're picking out. And if you have kids, and the problem is, what happens with some careers is that you change midstream and a job will change in the middle of the year, and then they got to be cognizant of what's happening with what they've already paid in, because this is that open enrollment, you know, period. Now they're talking about gutting Obamacare or repealing it. That's always been out there. And the Senate's going to vote on Thursday probably to repeal the Affordable Care Act. They always do this. And they've done it tons and tons of times. Is anything expected? The bill is expected to make it to the president's desk. They're going to use a special budgetary tool, reconciliation, to take up a bill that would really pretty much reduce most of Obamacare. By using it, they only need 51 votes, reconciliation, to pass it. And it would end up on his desk. And, of course, it would be vetoed if that happened. Stay with us. It's about the numbers. We can count on the flip side.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Just like I do with the mailbag, I say all the time that one of my favorite things that we do, and most of the shows we get to this, I started to notice a few years ago that everything in my world came down to numbers. Yes, numbers. And there are a lot of numbers floating around out there. Some of them are powerful numbers. Some of them affect our lives each and every day, right? So on that note, let's jump to another version of We Can Count. 73 more companies are backing the president on the climate pact. Are you surprised by this? You know, here's what I say to myself. Who are the companies? And, you know, to me, and I've mentioned this, I'm going to dive into this in a second. I've mentioned this, but it's worth saying again. I've talked to a lot of people about nuclear energy. And, of course, because of Three Mile Island and nuclear is like the third rail in this country when you say nuclear. But France effectively uses nuclear energy. It's cheap to produce, it's cheap for the people to use, and it's a great alternative to some of what ails us, right? But I don't think we'll ever have it in this country because there are good ways to do it. So when we talk about this whole energy efficient, low carbon, and you know where we're headed, the big concern is, and this is not Republican rhetoric, because I, you know, it's easy to blame it on the Republicans because they always poo-poo climate change and whatnot. But forget the politics for a second. You have to be realistic about what I think you have to be realistic about what the demographics are in the United States. People are hanging by a thread. You can say what you want about unemployment numbers, but there are a lot of people hanging by a thread, trying to figure out how they're going to educate kids, but more than that, how they're going to feed kids, how they're going to do what they need to do. So if you shoot up these alternatives and they double the price of electricity, triple it, I don't see how that's affordable with healthcare costing that much more to most people, unless you're poverty stricken. And then if you're poverty stricken, you still have to come up with a few shekels with the aid that you also get. And therein lies the biggest problem. It's the middle, which is the majority of Americans, that get jammed in this. So tell us an affordable way then. What's the affordable way to do both? Ethanol? There's not enough ethanol plants. There's not a great conversion. We don't have sugar cane growing all over the United States. It works fabulous in Brazil. They use sugar cane. They use both. So you have gasoline and ethanol. It works. We don't have that manufacturing capability. Anyway, the president announced on Tuesday that 73 more companies are supporting his drive for an international climate change agreement. These companies are taking a pledge saying they support what's going on in Paris. Now, the list of companies, they didn't release the list of companies, but said some of them included DuPont, Microsoft, Coca-Cola, and some other super big national and multinational names. So, and there you go. And I think there are more numbers that will come out of that summit for sure. We know that there's carbon emission numbers that are coming out, China pledging that they're going to reduce to a certain amount. And, you know, the bottom line is, as we talked to Ellen Ratner at the start of the show, if you missed her, we always talk to someone from Washington, is she brought up an interesting question, one we've been talking about. Even if you say whatever numbers you're going to reduce carbon emissions, there's no holding you to it. This is not a binding pact. So whatever happens here is not a binding pact. Whatever happens, it's all rhetoric. How are you going to possibly hold anyone to that? The answer is you can't, because it's not binding. It's not binding. All right, let's move on to some other numbers. And that's what We Can Count is all about, after all. Not going off on these rabbit holes, but because we had Paris and talking about those companies, I mentioned it. Here's something that's come up lately anyway. You know, this AirAsia crew, the crash of AirAsia. Something that's interesting that came up, they finally, because, you know, we have these investigations and often we don't hear what the end of the investigation is, but they said the pilot response is what led to that crash, and that the AirAsia crew lost control after a malfunction, and 160 people, if you remember, 162 people died in that air crash. You know, whenever there's a crash, we all just kind of take a step back, because many of you at some point, to visit family or for whatever reason, business, etc., get on planes. And as much as we could get killed in cars or walking across the street, you know that old saying, there's something about a plane going down. So this plane that was en route to Singapore from Indonesia last year, sad, it was in December, it was before New Year's, it crashed, and pilots were unable to handle the plane when it became, when it went upside, kind of, and the 45-degree angle is what happened. It fell into the sea, and on all those people were killed. The system that regulates the plane's rudder movement, they say, kept malfunctioning because of a cracked joint. The maintenance records found that it had malfunctioned. You ready for this? Here's a very sad number, 23 times in the year before the crash. And yet nothing was done about that, a series of technical failures. But then they say it's the pilot's response that leads to the plane crashing. But if I'm a family member and I hear that amount, that's a class action suit for sure, because it's insane that they were keeping that plane up there and not, you know, I guess just kind of patching it. And that would have to have been something that would have led to the problem. So, yes, pilot error, but what about the malfunctioning of the plane? Here's a scary number. They say Africa's child brides are expected to double by 2050, a concept that is so out the window in the United States. It used to be different if we want to wind the clock back to revolutionary days, I suppose. But the difference of what's happening in Africa, and of course, when you think of the number of people, the concern is, where are we talking about in Africa and feeding all these people because of the malnutrition and the poverty, frankly, in parts of Africa, when you're quadrupling, whatever the population, pretty tough to help and aid the people. So, you know, there is a lot of conversation about 13-year-olds giving birth and 15-year-olds and, you know, getting married. But a lot of that is because these young girls are sold. So what happens is if they don't run away and they don't escape, they end up being sold or pushed into marriage. So they say the complete amount for the child brides will rise from 125 million, you ready for this, to 310 million. Wow. Oh, that's crazy. And these are mostly forced marriages. So not by choice, and just by the culture of what happens and what is accepted. And there's a real push to educate and try to turn the people in the Congo and other areas of Africa away from this. But you know how slowly those wheels turn, and through different organizations that are trying to help and trying to educate, it is certainly, let's put it this way, not a layup. Certainly not. All right, moving along to another number for We Can Count. Probably we can squeeze in another one here. I talked a lot about what happened at Planned Parenthood. And you have Cecil Richards, who is saying that this hateful rhetoric and harassment have real implications. Here's what I would say. This is horrific. If that is what's happening, if somebody is poised, who is not mentally right, who's unstable, who's an extremist, they're not right, and they are set off because of conversation, you can't, you know, we live in a free society, and I do not want to alter or censor anyone's words, whether it's behind a mic or in a cafe or, you know, whatever. But I do feel for the innocent people who go to Planned Parenthood that have nothing to do with abortions, have nothing to do with what the conversation is about in the whole defunding of Planned Parenthood. In fact, the three people who were killed, all three were heroes, as far as I'm concerned. You can throw that word around, but one was with a friend, had two children. Another was a father who ran in to help people. And another was a father who was being told he was going to be a father again and was excited about that. So just terrible. Now what's happened is they've had to beef up security around most Planned Parenthoods. And, you know, here's the thing. It has to do with somebody who's off balance. And if I don't think you can blame rhetoric on it, because if someone's off balance, they're going to absorb whatever they want to absorb. And the problem is, like I just said, you can't take free speech and throw it out the window. I mean, look, that's the beauty of living in the United States. Like I always say, if you don't like what you hear on the radio, you don't like what you're hearing on TV, you don't like what you're reading in a blog, don't read it. Don't pay attention to it. But if you're a rational human being, you can do that. If you're not rational, then anything, you could point to anything as the impetus for setting someone off in the wrong direction. It's just, I think the main thing is it's just awful that three innocent people lost their lives and nine other people were wounded. Just absolutely insane. All right, that wraps up this version of We Can Count.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You got your try, your pain up, it's the car, won't wash off, be well good, to the fast track. You got the look of all the stars, it's the car, look we won't, ask your vision, all of your magic, give me one more chance.
Around the final couple of turns for this hour of America Tonight. So let's tie up some loose ends. Talks a lot of politics during this show because, you know, there's no reason to justify it. I'm just saying that what we talk about here is about the buzz in the backyard. And part of the buzz in the backyard is what affects you and what affects me. Healthcare affects us. Our debt situation affects us. How we handle terrorism, what we're doing with visas, that affects us. Is the government going to close down again or not? That affects us. I mean, pretty much the waves, the ripple effect coming out of D.C., policies, things that we're not aware of that slip under the radar, that get tossed into bills that are passed, that has an effect on every single one of us. But sometimes it's not there in our face, staring us in the face, and it's not what's being talked about. So as a loose end, there are a couple of deals that show that there might be some bipartisan cooperation on a few areas that make sense. And one of them is that layer of what to do with the visas and people coming in, the certain kinds of visas, where should we track them? Should it be a biometric thing? And the answer is, yeah, absolutely. Because if I'm allowed to come in and I'm on that visa, I have no problem with you doing that because you're tracking to see where I am if it's up, if the visa is up or where I am in the process That makes complete sense. It would be the reverse. If I'm going to Ireland or France or Germany, wherever, pick a place, they know when you're in and out. Trust me, as somebody who has been questioned many, many times. So the idea that this is being tied to a bipartisan kind of deal that, in fact, would end all the speculation about whether or not there's the government's going to be funded or not funded, I like it. And I like the idea that for every single time we hear nobody's working on anything together, this is a layup. Easy agreement, easy to come to terms with that. I also like that we have the Congresswoman Gabbard from Hawaii, who served in Iraq and Kuwait, who is a Democrat, but is not afraid to say, I don't agree with the president on national security. I don't agree with taking fighter jets into the Syrian-Turkish border to target Russian planes, because is that going to lead to nuclear war? I don't agree with, are we plucking out Assad in favor of what are we putting in place, seeing what's happened in the Middle East in so many countries where somebody was taken out and it's been that much worse. But I love the fact that she's arguing that Assad should be left in power to help destroy ISIS and is in fact introducing legislation to defund the efforts by the United States to overthrow Assad. Good for her. And this is not playing by the rules of the Democrats. She's going against her own party, so that means she's her own person. And for that, I say massive applause. And this affects us, all of us, of course, what the relationship is with Russia and what ultimately is going on with Syria and ISIS. We cannot bury our heads in the sand there. And you got the top general testifying on the Hill that, listen, you got to have some boots on the ground. You want to really knock them out? He's not saying full-scale invasion, tons of people, but they have to be able to engage. The special forces that are there now are only in an advisory role, so they can't engage unless they're being attacked, but otherwise cannot engage. Tying up another loose end, for everybody who wants some mind candy out there, if you have almost $12 to spend and you want an adult coloring book, you don't have to get a coloring book that is of the variety out there now that has stained glass or travel monuments or flower gardens or whatever. Donald Trump says, wait for my book, because there's 50 illustrations, and it includes Donald Trump dressed as Superman in Manhattan. It also includes Trump's face on Mount Rushmore and playing Battleship. You ever play Battleship? I played Battleship when I was a kid. Battleship with the North Korean president. And it's just under $12. It comes out the 15th. I guarantee that'll be a good seller. I guarantee it will be. Because the adult coloring book phenomenon has taken off anyway. But even if it died down, it's more about a Donald Trump souvenir thing for people. And that's a Christmas gift. And coming out on the 15th, you betcha. Also, something else that was interesting and I didn't get to in the show that I wanted to mention is, if you pay attention to the world of sports and you look at the economy of sports, when somebody pops out as a superstar, often they get that huge price that you used to never get in Major League Baseball. In fact, if you wind the clock back some 40 years or so, a lot of your Major League Baseball players had jobs in the off season where they would like haul ice, work in a factory, do whatever they had to do to make ends meet. Well, the Red Sox picked up one of free agency's two best starting pitchers, you could argue. Boston agreed to a 7-year, ready for this number, $217 million deal with left-hander David Price. Wow. 7 years, $217 million. I always say, for any athlete, they should get whatever the agent can get them, whatever somebody's willing to pay. So good for him. But, boy, when you think and read about the superstars in the past and what they got compared to now, it's a whole new ball game. Oh, he had one of his best seasons last year, so it's not a surprise. He was 18-5. He had 225 strikeouts. He pitched like a boss so many innings, over 220 innings. And it's not a surprise that he was second in the AL Cy Young Award voting, but it's not a surprise he's such a great pitcher that he would end up getting the kind of money that he got in a contract for Boston. And you know, Boston or the Yankees, they're going to spend money because they know the old adage, you got to spend money to make money, especially when we're talking about the great game of baseball, combination of the farm system, picking the right talent, and also diving deep in the direction of superstars. I think in the sports world and in baseball, that's how it, especially in baseball, that's how it absolutely goes. So that's a loose end there, and that has been tacked on to We Can Count, but afterwards it still works fine. And the other thing is, you know, we're talking about debt. One of our callers who calls in frequently, you hear him, Dan in Texas, mentioned something about, you know, the debt. And we look at the U.S. total debt, and it's crazy, soaring by $674 billion in November. So when we reached a debt ceiling deal in the beginning of November, it was pretty much common knowledge that the actual debt would catch up and make up for the lost time under, you know, when you have that emergency measure. So how wild is that? We managed to dump another $335 billion in total debt, bringing the total increase for the month of November to the number I mentioned, $674 billion. The total U.S. debt, a record $18-plus trillion. Whew. That is staggering. I think retirements are going to be far and few between in the near future. Hey, thanks for listening. Nathan Reeder, great job as always as the technical director of this show. And thanks to all of you once again for plugging in to America Tonight.
Have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.